investigation, you know, the Democratic break-in thing. We're back in the problem area because the FBI is not under control because Gray doesn't exactly know how to control it. And they have, their investigation is now leading into some productive areas because they've been able to trace the money, not through the money itself, but through the bank, you know, sources, and the banker stuff, and it goes some directions we don't want it to go. Also, there have been some things like an informant came in off the street to the FBI in Miami with there's a photographer who has a friend who's a photographer who developed some films for this guy, Parker. And the films had pictures of Democratic National Committee letterhead documents and things. So he's got, there's things like that that are filtering in. Mitchell came up with yesterday, and John Dean analyzed very carefully last night and concurs now with Mitchell's recommendation that the only way to solve this, and we're set up beautifully to do it, in that the only network that paid any attention to last night was NBC, who did a massive story on the Cuban thing and all. That the way to handle this now is for us to have Walters call Pat Gray and just say, stay the hell out of this. This is there's business here. We don't want you going any further. That's not an unusual development. And that would take care of
Pat Gray. Doesn't
want to. Pat does want to. He doesn't know how to, and he doesn't have any basis for doing it. Given this, he will then have the basis. He'll call Mark Felt in, and the two of them, and Mark Felt wants to cooperate because he's ambitious.
Yeah.
They'll call them in and say, we've gotten a signal across the river to put the hold on this. And that'll fit rather well because the FBI agents who are working the case at this point feel that's what it is. Is a CIA.
But they're traced the money to them.
Well, they've traced to a name, but they haven't got to the guy yet.
Who's the money here?
Ken Dahlberg.
Minnesota. Ken Dahlberg.
He said he gave $25,000 in Minnesota. And the check went directly in to this guy, Parker.
Or maybe he's
he did it.
I mean, this is from the committee, though.
It's
from Stan.
Yeah. It's directly traceable. And there's some more through some Texas people that went to the Mexican bank, which they can also trace through the Mexican bank. They'll get their names today. And
well, I mean, there's no way that I'm just thinking if they don't cooperate. What do they say? They were approached by the Cubans, and that's what Dahlberg has to say, and the Texans too. That yeah.
Well, if they will, but then we're relying on more and more people all the time. The problem. And they'll stop if we take this other step.
Right.
And
all
they
right.
seem to feel the thing to do is to get them to stop.
All right, fine.
And they say the only way to do that is the White House instruction. And that it's got to be to Helms and what's his name?
Walters.
And the proposal would be that Erwin and I call him in.
All right, fine.
And say,
how do you call him in? Well, we protected Helms on one hell of a lot of things.
That's what Irving said.
Of course, this is a hunt. That'll uncover a lot of legal net scant. There's a hell of a lot of things. And then we just feel that this would be very detrimental to have this thing go any further. This involves these Cubans and hunt and a lot of hanky-panky that we have nothing to do with ourselves. Well, what the hell? Did Mitchell know about this thing then? Was it really?
I think so. I don't think he knew the details, but I think he
did know how he handled it with Dahlberg and Texas and so forth. Well, who is the asshole that did it then? Is it Liddy? Is that the fellow? He must be a little nuts.
Yeah.
I mean, he just isn't well screwed on, is he? Isn't that a problem?
No, he was under pressure, apparently, to get more information. And as he got more pressure, he pushed the people harder to move harder.
Pressure from Mitchell?
Apparently.
Oh, Mitchell is that in mind that you may not have been concerned about IDP or something.
Those stuff, yeah.
All right, fine. I understand it all. We won't second guess Mitchell and the rest. Thank God it wasn't Colson.
The FBI interviewed Colson yesterday. They determined that would be a good thing to do. To have him take an interrogation, which he did. And that, the FBI guys working the some obscure reasons for it, non-political, or was a the Cubans and the CIA. And after their interrogation of Olson yesterday, they concluded it was not White House, so they're now convinced it's a CIA thing. So the CIA turnoff would...
Well, I must not have turned out, just like you said, that close
to the call.
You called me. Good deal.